Chapter 9. Build Connections. Mira sighed as she glanced at the clock. 7:30 p.m. Dinner sat mostly untouched. The kids were bickering over the last piece of cornbread, and exhaustion settled heavily on her shoulders. "Ethan, stop teasing your sister," she snapped, rubbing her temples.
"But she started it," Ethan shot back, glaring at his younger sister Sophie, who sat with her arms crossed.
Mira didn't have the patience to mediate. "Enough, both of you. Just eat your dinner." Neither child responded. Ethan shoved his plate away while Sophie huffed and slumped in her chair. The tension in the room was overwhelming. This wasn't the family life Mira had imagined. She had always pictured warm, happy dinners, sharing stories, laughing together, and truly enjoying each other's company. But instead, every evening felt like a battlefield, filled with frustration, disconnection, and constant power struggles. Later that night, as she tucked Sophie into bed, Mira leaned down to kiss her daughter's forehead. But Sophie turned away, pulling the blanket over her head. "Good night, sweetheart," Mira whispered, her heart heavy. "Night," Sophie mumbled, her voice barely audible. As Mira walked back to her room, a deep sadness sank in. Was she just the rule enforcer, the cook, the chauffeur? Had she lost the loving connection she once shared with them? She knew something had to change. Building connections. At its core, building connections is about creating relationships that feel supportive, nurturing, and grounded in mutual understanding. It's not just about enjoying positive moments with your children, but also about strengthening a bond that helps you get through difficult times together. Connection is the foundation of trust, cooperation, and emotional security within your family. When your children feel connected to you, they are more likely to share their thoughts and emotions, seek guidance during challenging moments, and work with you to solve problems. Connection lays the groundwork for a healthy parent-child relationship, and it begins with intentional actions that show love and care. The emotional bank account. One way to understand connection is by picturing an emotional bank account. While not a DBT concept, this idea, introduced by Dr. Stephen Covey in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, serves as a useful analogy for how daily interactions shape relationships. Like a real bank account, emotional bank accounts involve deposits and withdrawals. Deposits build trust and goodwill, while withdrawals draw on that trust. Maintaining a healthy balance helps ensure that your relationships stay strong, even during moments of tension or conflict. But what exactly are these deposits? They are the small yet meaningful actions that express love, respect, and care for your children. Greeting your children warmly in the morning, a smile and a kind good morning, lets them know you're happy to see them. Packing their favorite snacks for school. This small gesture says, "I know what you love, and I want to brighten your day." Leaving little notes in their lunchboxes. A simple, "I love you," or "good luck on your test," reassures them that you're thinking of them, even when you're apart. These small actions create a lasting impact. When children feel seen, valued, and cared for, they are more likely to respond positively to your guidance and cooperate during challenging moments. Making withdrawals. Inevitably, there will be times when you need to make a withdrawal. Maybe you have to remind your child again to pick up his backpack from the hallway, or correct her behavior when she's being unkind to a sibling. These moments may put temporary strain on the relationship. But if you've been making regular deposits, the emotional bank account can handle these withdrawals without lasting harm. However, if withdrawals start to outweigh deposits, like when nagging, criticism, or frustration become the norm,
It's easy for the relationship to feel tense or disconnected. The good news is that it's never too late to restore balance by focusing on intentional acts of care and connection. The give skill. One important DBT skill that strengthens connections is give. Gentle, interested, validating, and easy manner. This approach helps moms engage with their children in a way that nurtures trust and deepens relationships. Let's explore how each component of give can positively shape your parenting. G, gentle. Gentleness shapes the tone of every interaction. When you speak to your children with kindness and respect, even in moments of frustration, you show them their feelings matter. Being gentle doesn't mean avoiding discipline. It means addressing issues with calmness and clarity. For example, instead of snapping, "Why can't you ever pick up your shoes?" you might say, "I've noticed your shoes are still in the living room. Can you put them by the door, please?" This small shift in tone reduces defensiveness and encourages cooperation. I, interested. Being interested means giving your children your full attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen when they speak. Show curiosity about their world, whether they're telling a story about their day or explaining the rules of their favorite game. When you engage with genuine interest, you reinforce that what's important to them is important to you. This strengthens trust and increases the likelihood that they'll turn to you with bigger concerns in the future. V, validating. Validation is the foundation of emotional connection. It's about acknowledging your children's feelings and experiences without judgment. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, you can validate their emotions by saying, "I can see why you feel that way," or "That sounds really frustrating." Validation doesn't mean you have to fix every problem. It simply assures your children that their emotions are valid and meaningful to you. E, easy manner. An easy manner involves keeping interactions light, approachable, and relaxed. This doesn't mean you have to be a comedian, but adding warmth and playfulness to your relationship can make a big difference. A smile, a joke, a silly moment of connection can go a long way in strengthening your bond. For example, if your child is dragging her feet about chores, you might say, "Let's see who can fold the laundry faster, me or you." By approaching the situation with an easy manner, you transform potential conflict into an opportunity for connection. Practical takeaways. Start small. Focus on making one or two meaningful deposits in your child's emotional bank account each day. Practice give. Use gentleness, interest, validation, and an easy manner in your interactions. Repair after withdrawals. If you've made a withdrawal, balance it with a deposit. A sincere apology after overreacting or offering a kind word following a tough moment can help restore connection. Building strong connections isn't about being a perfect parent. It's about being an intentional one. Through small, consistent acts of love, care, and understanding, you cultivate a relationship where your child feels valued and secure. When challenges arise, the trust you've nurtured will provide the foundation for working through them together. Understanding love languages. Parenting is filled with moments of love and care. But what happens when those gestures don't seem to connect with your child? Maybe you've spent hours preparing their favorite dinner, only to be met with indifference. Or you've offered heartfelt encouragement, only to receive silence. These moments can leave you wondering, "Am I doing enough? Why isn't this working?" The answer may lie in love languages, a concept introduced by Dr. Gary Chapman in The 5 Love Languages. Understanding love languages isn't just about expressing affection. It's about doing so in a way that speaks directly to your child's emotional needs. When paired with interpersonal effectiveness skills, love languages become a powerful tool for strengthening connection, building trust, and deepening emotional closeness. What are love languages? Love languages are the ways people prefer to give and receive love. Just as we each have unique tastes in food or music, we also have specific ways we feel most cared for. Dr. Gary Chapman identifies 5 primary love languages. Words of affirmation, verbal expressions of love, encouragement, or appreciation. Quality time, undivided attention, and meaningful interactions. Acts of service, thoughtful actions that make someone's life easier. Gifts, tangible symbols of love and thoughtfulness. Physical touch, hugs, cuddles, or gentle pats on the back. Each child and mom may have 1 or 2 dominant love languages. For example, one child might light up when praised for his hard work, while another may feel most loved when you join her in a favorite activity. Why love languages matter? As a mom, you are constantly nurturing your child, but if their love language does not align with how you express love, your efforts may not feel as good to them. Learning your child's love language helps you build emotional connections. When your child feels acknowledged and cared for in the way he prefers, he's more likely to open up and trust you. Improve communication. Love languages offer a clear framework for understanding your child's emotional needs. Strengthen interpersonal effectiveness. By adjusting your actions to match your child's love language, you demonstrate the DBT principles of give, gentle, interested, validating, and easy manner, showing that you truly understand and respect your child's unique needs. Practical examples. Let's explore how you can use love languages to deepen your relationship with your children. 1. Words of affirmation. Children who value words of affirmation flourish with verbal recognition. Phrases like, "I'm so proud of you. You worked so hard on that project," or "You're such a considerate sibling," can mean the world to them. Practical tip. Develop a habit of offering specific compliments. Instead of saying, "Good job," try, "I really appreciate how you helped set the table tonight," without being asked. It demonstrates your responsibility. 2. Quality time. For kids who value quality time, your full attention is the most meaningful gift. They want you to engage with them in their world, whether it's playing a game, reading together, or simply chatting during a walk. Practical tip. Set aside dedicated just us time with each child. Even just 10 minutes of focused attention can make a significant impact. During this time, eliminate distractions. Yes, even your phone. And focus solely on your child. 3. Acts of service. Children who value acts of service feel loved when you make an effort to support them. This could include preparing their favorite snack, assisting with homework, or mending their favorite stuffed animal. Practical tip, include them in the process. For instance, if you're helping with a school project, let them know, "I'm here to support you because I recognize how much effort you're putting into this." 4. Gifts. For some children, gifts serve as a tangible expression of love. It's not about the cost. It's about the thought and care behind the gift. A handwritten note, a flower picked from the yard, or a small toy can make them feel valued. Practical tip. Keep a collection of affordable items your child enjoys, or create personalized gifts such as a coupon for a special activity or a handmade bookmark. 5. Physical touch. Physical touch is a profound love language, particularly for younger children. A warm hug, a kiss on the forehead, or a cuddle during story time can convey deep affection. Practical tip: integrate touch into your daily routines. Hold hands on a walk, give a high five for a job well done, or offer a reassuring hug after a challenging day. Discover your child's love language. Unsure of your child's love language? Here are a few ways to identify it. 1. Observe behavior. Does she seek physical affection? Does he light up when you spend time with him or offer praise? 2. Ask questions. What makes you feel happiest when we spend time together? 3. Experiment. Try expressing each love language and observe which one evokes the most joy or positive response. More on love languages. Understanding and speaking your child's love language is a simple yet effective way to strengthen your bond and improve communication. It's not about perfection. It's about being purposeful. By aligning your actions with what matters most to your child, you're creating a foundation of trust and love that will nurture them for years to come. Mira's story. The next evening, Mira felt that familiar tension begin to rise as dinner time approached. But this time, she chose to take a different approach. She took a deep breath and reminded herself of her goal, connection over control. As she called the children to the table, she smiled warmly at Ethan and said, "Hey, bud, can you help me bring the drinks to the table? I really appreciate your help." He brightened up and nodded. It wasn't a big gesture, but it was a small contribution to their emotional bond. When Sophie reached for the last piece of cornbread, Mira gently said, "I see both of you want it. How about we split it in half, and I'll make another batch this weekend?" Sophie blinked in surprise, then nodded. Ethan shrugged and agreed. No arguments, no raised voices, just peace. Later that evening, as Mira tucked Sophie into bed, she paused and gently stroked her daughter's hair. "I really enjoyed having dinner with you tonight." Sophie looked up, her eyes softer than the night before. "Me too." Mira felt something shift, not just in the room, but in her heart. For the first time in a long while, she didn't feel like just the rule enforcer. The safe space, the one they trusted, the one who showed up with kindness, attentiveness, and love.